It's us. Hi. This is Amy.
And this is E.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents Parenting Chats. That's right, it's a parenting chat day. We will not be talking about murder, which may or may not excite you, so sorry. If you're new around here, we do a parenting episode once a month to give us a little bit of a break from the murdering and the unsolved cases, to focus on learning more about each other, our parenting styles, and hopefully giving you all a few takeaways. Today, we're going to do a this or that second kid edition. I love a good this or that. We've done a couple of them so far. They definitely turn out to be one of my faves when it comes to parenting episodes because I feel like I learn so much about Z and she gets to learn so much about me. And Z has in the last 8-ish months joined the two kiddos club. So we're learning so many things.
I own two now.
You own two. You are the sole owner. Proud owner. I was going to say sole owner, but that's not true because they have another parent.
I do have a partner, yeah.
Yes. But we thought this would be a great way to talk about the things we may or may not have done with our first and why we are or are not doing them with our second. And as we went through these notes, I'm like, man, that poor second child, Milo and Ren just may be like eligible for some compensation. I don't know. But let's kind of see what happens. And I'm so excited to share these. But Z, do you have a show and tell before we jump in?
Yes, but I also don't know if Milo and Ren will be able to file for compensation because as eldest, my parents did do certain things for me, but that they didn't do for my brother. And yet they were way more chill with my brother. And I don't know if that was like a girl boy thing, which I hate. And I'm trying to be very conscious as my children grow up. But for instance, so my brother and I are 3.5 years apart, right? So my freshman year of high school, my curfew got pushed back to like 10 p.m. Well, my brother, 3.5 years later, not three later, but 3.5 years younger than me, his curfew also 10 p.m. now. We both got it together. Curfew changed to midnight, his curfew changed to midnight. What the fuck? My curfew didn't get changed to midnight until I was 18, but he's out here at 15. Just fuck it. Who cares? And then in certain things, like once I turned 16, I had to get a job. I was in choir, two different choirs. I also swam for the varsity swim team. Well, my brother was in one extracurricular that took up just the tiniest bit more time than mine did, than my two did, or my three that I was doing. So he never had to work. Mm-hmm. He worked literally 2 months.
Yeah.
His entire life until he was 20 and dropped out of college. And I thought for sure he was never going to be able to make anything for himself because it's like he literally served for 2 days, not 2 days. It was like 2 months. And he wasn't even a server. He was a fucking busboy. Not that there's anything wrong with busing. You fucking go out there and bust your goddamn heart out. I'm just saying that that's not like a lot of experience, okay? So he could have, and he was 20 and then he wanted to make a full-time career, et cetera, et cetera. We're not here to talk about like the decisions that my brother has made. He's doing just fine now. Got a great job. You know, I all that to say is, yes, we might not do things as sparkly and jazzy as, you know, with the second that we did with the first, but I do think being a second child comes with a shit ton of benefits.
Okay. I say you're right because I'm also the oldest. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, and they definitely experienced a lot of the same things that your brother experienced. So I get that. Okay.
Roberto's little brother never had a used vehicle. Never had a used vehicle in his life because he threw a hissy fit when his dad got him a really nice used vehicle when he turned 16, threw a fit. Roberto had to like work his ass off to purchase his first vehicle, and his dad gave him no money, but he returned his baby son's first car because it was used and his baby son cried about it and did not like
it. Oh, my word.
Uh-huh. And then bought him like a Silverado. Anyways, yes, I do have a fucking show and tell today, okay? And it is for your first kids and your second kids. And it is balloons for your kid's birthday. And I know that sounds very basic, but here's the thing. You're going to decorate your kiddo's room in balloons or the hallway when they exit their room or whatever, like someplace where they're going to see, or maybe this is like your living area for you. You're going to fill up a particular room with balloons. So that way when your little one gets up and looks out, it's just like a sea of balloons. I am 35 this year and I would still love for my room to be filled with balloons. This was cheap. This was easy. I have like a little inflator thing that I borrow from my friend who lives down the street. It's $20. I'll put it in our Amazon shop, and you are going to want approximately 200 balloons. I used 100 balloons. Next year I'm upping to 200. It wasn't quite the coverage that I was looking for.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But yes, it was, and it was just super magical. Roberto was coming home on the morning that my child turned 5. My eldest, and I had done this the night before because I want to find really easy things to do to make things magical that I can recreate again. So once she fell asleep, I did it the night before, right? It took me about an hour. It was very cost effective too. So this is something that if we're real down on our luck, like I can probably still afford to do, right?
Yeah.
So this is just a very easy, you know, I didn't have to take her to Disney World. I didn't, you know, I didn't do anything crazy special, but I did something crazy special. And so I went in the morning. My husband was coming home and he was hitting town that morning and I heard him roll up. So I went to like I said, I didn't have enough like floor coverage. So I went to put all the balloons in front of her bed because they had like blown to like the sides of her room or whatever. I accidentally woke her up. When I was doing that, I wanted everything to be prepared so my husband and I could see. And then I plugged in her lights because I like put lights up in her room or whatever. That was also cool. Fairy lights in the room, just like a whole room special decorating thing. It woke her up. However, this made it even better because I got a little video of her opening her eyes and like zooming around the room with the balloons. But yes, so this is a very simple, easy, fun thing. Balloons in a special place for your special person on their special day.
I love this. I do have a question about your balloons. Do you tie them? Do you have anything for tying? I hate tying balloons.
No, just my fingers were really sore. And I just had a couple beers, put on some music, and realized that it was going to end in about an hour. And I was going to
muster through it. And you just suffered through it. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this
Now I could have invited a friend.
You could have enlisted some help, which would have been nice.
Yes, that would have been nice. I didn't have any help that night, though. And all
just you and your fingers, just working them to the bone. I love that. This sounds so perfect. And I did see the social media videos of like her seeing it. And it is so special. My sister with her kids, every year for Valentine's Day, they do like a heart a day
on their door
starting February 1st. They do one heart like every day, and it's like something so really special.
I would never remember.
Me
I would
either.
Never
I don't know
be
how,
able to keep up with that. Because look, what
that.
Happened? Yeah. It could happen for me 3 days in a row, but that fourth day might be the day that I'm not getting out of bed. Sorry, kids. I don't know. Figure it out.
I think they do it together. So like maybe that helps. Like it's not like before they wake up or whatever, because the girls now know about it. And so they're like into it and they really like it. But I think having those little special memories with your kids is so important because it's so cute. Chris would die if I did this, like literally just expire, because he does not like balloons.
Is it because they pop?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a trick.
You do?
Because balloons make me so anxious.
Yeah, they make him crazy. He can't handle it.
I will cry if they pop at the wrong time. Like I will literally just fucking break out into tears. Like it's
I
too
really
much.
We've said okay, before. So, I think you and Chris are the same person, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Okay. Yeah. I wish I had a balloon here to show you, but you know the nipple that you tie off. Okay, so you take scissors and you pull that nipple and you like use your fingers. You use your index finger and your middle finger to like hold the thingy and then your thumb to keep that part stretched, right? Because you want to stretch tight on that like little weenus portion of the balloon. You take scissors and you do a very delicate cut. Not the whole thing. You're not going to ka-chow. You give it just a snip. You're just snipping it ever so delicately. And then it deflates.
Oh, for when you deflate them. But his thing is like when they're blown up.
Okay, so we didn't have very many popping when they were blown up. And Aurora knows not to pop the balloons or else I get very, like, that's just.
Or else you're going to just go around and like stab.
I'm coming for you. No, she just, my poor child. She is very, you know, she understands a lot of my triggers and she knows that balloons are, and just loud noises in general.
Yeah.
For an overstimulated mom, like I just, if there's too many loud, if you scream at the wrong time, I am going to be fucking screaming along with you. Like you're fucking, you're squealing. I'm going to move.
I just
can't. So she knows better. And I straight up, she was popping some with her friends. And I was like, so I don't understand why I'm going to do something nice for you like this if you're not going to treat it correctly. She just turned 5 and she's like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, mommy.
But she didn't pop anymore after that.
Well, that's good. I think it's super important, and then we'll get down to business, but I think it's super important for your kids to know your triggers and to know what gives you anxiety, especially if you're a person that lives with anxiety. There's a lot of people in our house that live with anxiety, and we are constantly saying, like, when you do that, it really makes mommy anxious. Like I can't handle it. And so it doesn't mean they're never going to do it again. Like, obviously she still was like popping balloons with her friends because she's 5 and she doesn't understand. Yes. And like, but they still are like, oh, okay. Cause then they learn, like, I don't like it when you do this. And so I've said, I don't like that. And so you don't like it when I do this, which I think is perfect.
I also think having it in her room was helpful.
Yeah.
Because I can shut the door. Right. So they're
Yes.
And then the kids are already screaming. So was that, did somebody jump off the bed? Did somebody pop a balloon? Did somebody decide to do a round off back handspring? I don't know. Noises are happening and it's all just loud as fuck. And so, you know, at the end of the day, she is on vacation with her TOs. I did take the opportunity to get rid of all the balloons, though, because I don't need them to start spontaneously combusting.
There were still balloons?
I blew up 100.
Yeah, but
on the 21st.
Okay.
Okay. And so 2 weeks.
That's still pretty good that there really were still some around.
Like it took me an hour to cut them because I cannot.
Right,
I cannot.
So you snipped all of them. Yeah. Oh, yes. Just the pop, 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 pop. Yeah. No. Even if you know it's coming, you can't do it.
I would die.
You and Chris too. You and Chris would never. Even you guys could live in a balloon free zone.
Oh my God. Yes. Even if I'm the one like, no,
it still makes you freak out. He can't even open like. Sorry, Christopher, listening to this as I'm pointing out all of your faults in the world.
Oh,
he can't
balloons,
open those biscuits. The biscuit can, he can't do it.
Not good at them.
He's like, no. Nope,
I'm like, the whole time, I always fuck them up. I always fuck them up. And then I have to have Roberto open them. Or I have gone to the neighbors.
See, this is why you build a community, folks, so people can do stuff for you when you are anxious. I love it. No, I think it's great. I love that she had this little special magical thing for her birthday.
I'll add the inflator thingy for the balloons because it's like $18 and you can use it for 150 different things, right? So you can use it for balloons, but then you can also use it for like little inflatable things around your house. So it's
just like when you have those little like beachy, whatever,
like beach balls
take forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that.
or just floaties and shit for the summer? Do they have, is there winter inflatables? Is that a thing? Do you guys inflate stuff in the winter? I don't know because I don't have, what is winter? I'm not sure.
I know you don't have winter. I don't know what that is. So we're staying out at camp right now and I was at the office and I had to drive back home and it's like a 12-minute drive through camp, which is fine. But I walked outside and I was like, God, it is so hot in here. It's so hot out here. And I was like, I'm not even going to say that when I get on the podcast because he's going to be like, no, it's not. Because it's probably like 70 degrees or something. And you're like, it's 100. Get out. Winter. The only time I had like inflatables in the winter is if it was like those blow up like ball pits or something, you know, something where like it's like something like that. But I tend to not buy inflatable things for my kids because they fucking pop them. So
yes,
and not because of the balloon thing, but like they get a hole in it or whatever.
That's a this and that that I will not be doing. Now I did not buy a lot of the things for Aurora, but I will. I do remember my brother for her birthday, and I waited for a year until she was big enough to use it. And it was this unicorn, and it blew up, and it sprayed everywhere because my kid's
a
cancer baby.
Yeah.
And so she's not that she has cancer, but she is a cancer. That's her horoscope sign. Yeah. So she's in the summer. Summer solstice, actually. So we are always perpetually getting like little things like that. And I ask for summer things, mm-hmm. like whatever we get her something. So she goes outside.
Yeah.
Get us something that we cannot use in our house. Make us go outside to use it. Make her excited. So I waited a long time and I finally inflated it. And we invited the neighbor girls over and then like somebody else. And it was up for 20 minutes before the bigger kids busted it. And I tried to play it really cool. But I'll never buy one of those fuckers again in my life because it was $40 for 10 minutes. And then their mom didn't even buy her a new one. Which, fine. I get it. Still annoying.
But it's still annoying. Yeah, let's just kick it off with this. I don't buy my kids anything like that. My mom got them those like bouncy, like they were shaped like horses or sheep or whatever. And like, you could
but they're inflatable. Yeah.
But they're inflatable. And my kids don't fuck around. Like they play rough.
Ooh, I bet Milo just would have
railed
just
it.
Balled just, it.
All the time, every time. And Milo is he's like a chewer. So
spider,
like,
he puts
stuff in his mouth. So now we solve that issue by like giving him those like
dangerous.
Sensory. Right. Yeah.
Because if he chews on it and then that part's worn and then he bounce, boom.
And he explodes it. Yep.
And he has his privates on the outside because he was born a boy. And so I bet that hurts if you just slam it into the. I mean, I feel like that would probably not be comfortable.
I feel like even if your parts are on the inside,
it doesn't feel good when I do it. It doesn't feel good when I do it, but I couldn't imagine sitting on my testicles doing like just
right. And then you hit the ground. Yeah, that doesn't imagine. I don't think that's good. So yeah, I don't do any inflatable things, but I do think that when you have small kids or it's your first kid, you do think like this is a great idea. This is a great
like the ball
idea.
Pit?
Yes, my fucking ball pit that I was like, no, this is fantastic. And then you're literally, there's balls. It's just awful. Like you see those things as a parent and you think like, this seems magical with kid one. And then by the time you buy that 40 minutes later, you're like, I'm never again. I'm getting
exactly. This was a waste of money that now I have to deal with. You know what? I saw this kid that peed in his ball pit, in his mom. And then he also, I don't know if I would have made the same decision, but his mother decided that they would take all like bazillion million of the balls out and wash all of the balls and clean up the area and refill it.
Like the kid had to do that? Like, as
like they did. They did it together. I don't think it was a punishment
or like a consequence or something. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know because it does seem like a good time to sit in the bath and get to like wash a bunch of balls as a kid. Does it not? If it's like a bubble bath ball situation, this, I cannot, I'm 12 years old and I just cannot.
I know. Can't talk about balls.
I am getting the giggles, but yes, he seemed like, but who's to say, maybe she was beating him and then like, now smile, God damn it. She took the video. I don't know. There's some times that I have definitely been like, if you don't fucking smile in this photo, just get out of it. I don't even want you to take a picture.
You better look like you love this. Get out of here. That to me seems like a punishment for me. I don't want to have to redirect you to clean this?
Yeah, why not just throw it all away?
That would probably be what I did. It's just like, you know what? This was fun. Glad. Just look at it like a day at the movies. Okay, movies cost me $40. This is also going to cost me $40. We're going to pitch it.
You know what? That is such a good concept. Such a good phrase, frame of mind to have. That's the word I was going for, frame.
I have
I wish the movies cost us $40, but we go to Star Cinema if we can. Yeah. And that is very, yeah, then we do the food. Mm-hmm.
We are taking the kids to see Elemental tomorrow.
So good. Have you seen? It. Yes.
Hayden
so
is cute. Dying to see it.
Oh, it's so good.
But it's tomorrow. We're recording early, obviously. And so tomorrow's the 4th of July and we don't have to work and the kids don't have camp. Yeah. And so like, it's just going to be fun. We're going to take them to do it. And I bought the tickets in advance because I'm like, well, it might be crowded. It might not be. Who knows? I think I definitely dropped $80. On tickets and like snacks, and because like I can, you just pick it up when you get there or whatever.
But oh, I'm like, so you can like Instacart your movie off?
Kind of, yeah. So like you'll just pick it right up and you can pick your seats like beforehand and then.
Yes, we have that, but we do the food order once you're there, but it has a full menu and everything like that. I guess you do have to speak to somebody. I do like this order from Nobody.
Yeah. So it went through their website, you picked out your seats, and then it was like, do you want to buy like your snacks? And I'm like, well, we're definitely going to get popcorn and like whatever. So I was like, I'll just order it now so you don't have to stand in line. And then they have it like waiting in like on like a shelf that you just go and pick it up.
So good.
It's amazing. I love it. So yes, very expensive. But I am so cheap like when it comes to like money that I have to frame it that way where it's like, okay, what would this cost me otherwise? Okay, but I would take my kids to like the jump park or whatever, and that would cost me just as much. So this is equal to that. Cause I do tend to get really mad when like something happens or breaks. Yeah. I'm like, this should have lasted me more than a month. Like, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've already touched on a few. Let's get to our first actual one, shall we? Buying nursery furniture, yes or no? So for us with Hayden, who's our oldest, we did all the nursery things. She had a nursery. She had a bassinet in our bedroom. She had a sidecar in our bedroom. She had one of those beds you put in the bed so that when you're co-sleeping, you don't crush them and murder them. All of those things, the little bed thing, the whole thing. With Milo, number one, Hayden never used her nursery until Milo was born because she stayed in our room until he came along. We didn't buy any new nursery furniture because we were like, well, she doesn't even fucking use the ones we have. We had already had a lot of the stuff, but by the time the second kid came along, we were like, we're not doing any nursery furniture. We're just not. Like, it's not a thing. The only thing we did do, which I know you have a different take on this, which I think it works perfect for you, is we bought a second changing table to go downstairs so that we weren't having to go up and down or change them on the couch or on the floor, because my house was always full of children when my kids were super little, and I needed a place to have them up away from people. Nursery furniture, if you're a new parent, and nobody ever believes you, because the first time you're a parent, you think you need all this shit. Don't buy it. It's such a racket. Or get it used because it's a waste. What about you?
Rin doesn't even have a room.
Why? He doesn't need one. He's in your room. I mean, seriously. Yes, like, don't need a room.
Exactly. I mean, he has space in this house that will turn into a room probably around when he's 1 year old that I did buy nursery furniture and did the whole thing with Aurora. And then we moved and And then by the time we came to set it up here, it was scratched. So I sold it.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't sell it, but I returned it. And I was like, okay, whenever we'll just buy something different, right? We'll just buy something different that's not scratched. She was sleeping in our bed and she never slept anywhere other than our bed until basically, you know, she was 18 months. And at that point, I put her in an open face crib, a toddler bed, if you will, the IKEA one specifically that cost $150.
So that is great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's 4 inches off the floor. And I kept that, and I will be using that with Rin as well, or just a mattress on the floor. With Aurora, I bought the little thing that went in the bed for co-sleeping. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never used it. I wanted to buy the side sleeper, but it was too expensive. And then I didn't use the thing that went in the bed that cost me like $50. So I was like, okay, I don't want to spend $150 to $300. Cause you know, the snooze like shakes them and like
basically
breastfeeds them for you.
Right.
I don't want to drop that much money if I'm never going to use it. Now with Rin, I did buy the side sleeper, the one side unzips so it can go onto the bed.
Yep.
And I used it that way for his first month, but really as just like an additional side table for me.
Kind of becomes like an end table. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't use it properly, I guess, until he was a couple months old. Now I only use it as a bassinet and it is across the room. He's 8 months old and I'm about to have to bring the mattress back downstairs and on the floor because, like I said, I don't think I – and if I do move him upstairs earlier than I moved – because my first I moved her upstairs at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
With him, if I move him upstairs before 18 months, I guess it was 18 months, even though I put a room together for her when she was one. Regardless, I don't even know if I'll put his room together for him when he's one. I might wait until he's two. I might put him in with Aurora for a little bit and just leave my guest room for longer because at the end of the day, Aurora has a huge room and we don't use our rooms for anything other than sleep. I'm privileged enough that my husband, he's really hardworking. He's been able to get great jobs and provide very well for us. And so we have a big playroom. Literally, the bedroom is just for sleeping. I don't let her play in there with her friends anymore either. It is just for sleep.
So that's like intentionally, just for sleeping.
Because they used to go in there and make a big mess. So I have a media room. I have a playroom. And then I have Aurora's room. And then Aurora has like a Jack and Jill bathroom. And so anytime the kids, and then I also have a guest room up here that's going to be Rin's room. And then I'm in my laboratory, which is my fucking study. So that's my, you know, floor plan for the upstairs, if you will. So they know not to come in my laboratory. But that's easy because she's always known not to go in Roberto's study. So right. Like that was an easy transition to make, right? You're just not allowed. This is mom's special room. The same with the guest room because there's nothing, right? But like her room and her bathroom and then the media room is the only place upstairs that we have a TV. It's the only place it's the only TV that she knows other than the TV in my room because there's one in the guest room too. But whatever. Yeah, so they'll go in there sometimes. But anyways, I was cleaning up four different rooms. Anytime a kid would come over, like it was the bathroom, it was her room, it was the media room, and it was the playroom. So no, they're not allowed to play in her room anymore because I don't want to have one more room that I open the door to and think, well, fuck. Like, okay, time to burn it down. Like, I'm done. Right. I'm done here. So yeah, it's more of a intentional to help me keep my house clean than an intentional like, oh, I want to be so good about sleep habits and no. And it does make for really good sleeping habits, to be honest, because they say don't watch TV before bed.
Yeah.
And only sleep in your room and no, which I'm not good at. I am a bed lounger. I'm in bed all the time. If I'm not doing something, I am lying in bed. Yeah, this lends to help her not have that same habit potentially. However, it wasn't on purpose. It was just, I don't want another fucking room to clean up.
I like that. And Milo and Hayden shared a room until just this past year. We always said that they could share a room until they didn't want to anymore, until one of them wanted their own space. And this year, Hayden was like, dude, I need my own room. Like, I can't do this anymore. And it was
and
like,
she's cool, eight.
Cool. And she's eight. Yeah. So we were like, cool. They also were like kind of scared at night. And so I think it was nice because they could have each other. But now that they have their own spaces, they do play in their rooms, but they're also a little bit older, but they're responsible for cleaning their own rooms too. Like they have to pick up their shit. If it's everywhere, they got to pick it up.
There's some things that Aurora can't necessarily do how I want them done yet.
Right, and not
really
yet.
I really want them
done
a particular way. And so I still assist.
Right. And I think that's great because that's age appropriate for her.
True that. Okay. Next one, expensive noise machines. Yes or no? I say yes for my second kid. For my first kid, I didn't buy them because I thought that they were a crock of shit. But now I have the Hatch machine in Aurora's room, and she is a huge fan. And honestly, like, this sounds stupid, it's kind of sort of life-changing for us because, like, somebody tells her a bedtime story and, like, gets her relaxed and everything Love like it. That. It's not somebody. It's Lulu the cat. So it's not like some random creeper on the fucking Bluetooth or whatever. No,
some,
it
like,
is
trucker driving down the highway. He's telling her bedtime stories every night. Creepy.
I mean, I don't know if they were good bedtime stories. That would
truckers
be very nice.
Can be nice grandpas too, you know?
Exactly. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But yes, I say yes to them. And I also bought one for the downstairs, and it helps me and my child get more sleep. And I like them. And I have been considering getting a portable one. And it may be a kid, maybe a kid by kid thing too.
Sure.
Because I also realized that Rin really likes music and things like that. So if you turn on music and he in the car, if he's crying most of the time, it will help calm him down. Things like that. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
So when you use the noise machine, you use it for Aurora and not so much for Ren, or Ren uses them too?
I have two different, I have one in my room and one in Aurora's room. And so the one in my room, Ren sleeps in our room, so he uses that one. And then, yes, I use the one with Aurora upstairs.
So for him, do you use music? And then for her, it's like stories?
With him, I use brown noise.
Okay. Okay.
And with Aurora, Lulu the cat goes off for like an hour of like meditative shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lay down your head. It's time to sleep. Some shit like that. But she loves it. She loves it. That goes off for about an hour. And then I have it programmed to do white noise after that because I used to not. But then sometimes she would wake up in the middle of the night and come down and request for me to turn the kitty back on at like 3:30 in the morning. And so I'm hoping, now this is a new change, I'm hoping that the white noise might help. But also I do understand that if she's waking up at 3 in the morning, it's probably because she had to use the bathroom. So I'm not sure if that is actually going to assist with that. She comes in my, even though she has her own bathroom, she comes in my room, which is downstairs and across the house. She passes 3 bathrooms on her way.
Yours has the best toilet paper. Okay. That's where she's got to go.
It's
I don't know.
Yeah. Toilet paper.
It's literally, there's no different. You just have to, she's got to get her steps in. That's so funny. That's maybe. We didn't do noise machines with either kids. And do you want to hear the reason I didn't do it? It's so stupid. Now that I'm like, you know, not the best parent, which is who I was before I had kids, you know, like you like know fucking everything. So when Chris and I were kids, like, you know, obviously we grew up in different households, but we grew up in like the 80s, 90s, you know, like we were both born in the early 80s and everybody had a TV in our house, in our house specifically, and in Chris's house, but for two probably very different reasons. We had televisions in every room. Everybody had a TV in their bedroom. My parents, you know, we had a TV in the living room. We had a TV everywhere. My dad used to fix electronics. He still kind of does. But like when his first job was, he was like an appliance repair person. So like he would fix a lot of people's TVs and all kinds of different stuff. So we would end up with people's leftover TVs and a billion of other things. So we had a TV everywhere and we watched TV all the time. And now as an adult, Chris and I will watch TV every night to go to sleep. That's how, like, that's what we do at the end of the day. We turn the TV on, and there was going to be no child of mine that was going to have, you know, becoming addicted to television or noise at bedtime.
Ugh, so I was like, Roberto, I can't fall asleep do that with the TV on. Like, he's not allowed to in our house. So he,
not allowed.
I can't sleep with the TV on. I can't sleep with noise and sound. I'm one of those people. I have to be in like a quiet, dark hole. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I just, I can't. And he's the opposite. And so that's always been difficult. So I totally get it. I understand. I never want, maybe that's why I didn't use them with Aurora the first time either.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I didn't want them to become addicted to like a TV. And like, even now they don't have TVs in their rooms, but they, Everybody has an iPad. Everybody has a Switch. You know, like, they have a shit ton of electronics. So, like, really, I thought it was going to be, like, this huge life-saving thing for them. But now, I mean, we use a similar thing to Hatch, but it's called Mashi, and it's an app. And so they run that every night, and it's stories. They each have their own playlist. But Hayden this year, so she's going to sleepaway camp in a couple of weeks for the first time. She's staying the night at a camp for a couple of days. And we told her, like, well, when you start that camp, you're not going to be able to have a Mashi to go to sleep because it's like you don't have electricity. You're not going to have that. And I don't know, mid-year, she like totally weaned herself off of it. So now she doesn't use it to sleep anymore. But Milo still, every night he has to turn on his playlist. It has to be the same ones. And part of that, I'm sure, is routine. And part of that, I'm sure, is just the monotony of it. You know, like, it's good for them to go to sleep. I thought it was so smart. And I was going to just teach them to soothe themselves to sleep. And nope.
Another this or that really quick. When your kids are sleeping real quiet, or are you, it doesn't matter if the kids are asleep, you're going to carry on with your life the same way. Are you like the kind of person that if somebody knocked on your door when the baby was asleep, that would ruin your day, or like fireworks? Are you the other way where it's just like fucking whatever's happening is happening and just the baby should deal with it?
We probably are more the baby should deal with it, because that's life, and like, you're going to be out and doing stuff, and like, things are going to be noisy. But I definitely feel like my kids went through stages where it was like, if you even breathe on the door, I'm going to fucking kill you. For the most part, I think my kids were pretty good about sleeping in whatever surrounding they were in. Like, I definitely didn't want them to, especially with Milo, because when Hayden was around, like, she was the only one. So like, that's different. You know, when Milo came along, like, he needed to learn to sleep with a loud ass toddler in the house. Like, that was just going to be what it was. So,
yes, I hate when people here lately, they'll hold Ren and put him to sleep, which is amazing. That's not what I hate.
Right,
I love that
right.
so much.
That's the best part.
But yeah. I hate when they start whisper talking to me after that. Like, then just leave. Like, I don't want to whisper talk. And when you're fucking right. whispering, it's making me feel like I should whisper. And I'm not whispering around him. If I can't talk normally, right. then obviously he's not asleep enough. Like, I don't know. Like, it makes me feel like they're telling me, shh, be quiet. And I hate when people tell me, shh, be quiet, because I know I'm a very loud person, but fuck
oh,
you.
Me too.
And deal with it. Yeah, I've always hated when people are like, shh, or calm down. No, you calm down, you fucking asshole. You shh. And listen to me and what I have to say. I'm not yelling.
I'm passionate about what I'm saying. Yes.
Yes. I have capitals at the, you know, the, yes, this is full. I've got exclamation points at the end of my sentence. That's this, you know, this is who I am.
Yeah, I'm so loud. I think it is hereditary. My entire like mom side of the family is just like the loudest. And like, it is what it is. But we don't whisper. Even now, I mean, like, if the kids are asleep, we're not going to like have a rager, but like, you know, we're still walking around, or if we've got stuff to do, like, life still has to happen. And my kids are pretty good about, and always have been relatively good about that. But
I do get it when people have dogs. I mean, I don't get it, but
sure.
I do get it, because I guess the ding dong and the, you know, the dog. So
yeah. Well, our dog is particularly annoying about stuff like that, but we didn't get her until after the kids were like, well, Milo was well.
Yeah, my solution is just don't have animals.
Seriously. I'm not a pet person, and somehow we have two. So it's just like, it is
what it is.
I had
kids instead of pets.
I know.
They're the same thing.
I know.
They're not.
They're identical.
They're the exact same thing.
Yes. I mean, you still have to take care of them and keep them alive, and I don't want to have to deal with that. Number two, or our next one, I guess this is what, number three, organic food or no organic food. We did not do organic food, not with our first, not with our second. We tried and tried to make our own baby food with Hayden. We did that for a long time. It ultimately was a bust. It did not go well. We did with both of our kids almost exclusively baby-led weaning, exposing them to new and different foods. We tried all of the things, you know, like as they reached the milestones of they can start having this now, we would start integrating that into their stuff. And now they're 6 and 8 and they survive off of goldfish and snacks they find on the van floor. They don't eat anything. So
yeah.
I would love to say like, oh, this really set them up for a good foundation of like healthy foods and like stuff that they want to eat. But in my brain, if you feed your kids the healthiest of healthy, they're still going to eat french fries out of the trash. Like, I don't know. They're just, kids are gross and weird and they're weird about food. I've never been like a big, not that I don't like organic food. It's just never been something that we've
not a priority
invested in. Yeah. Like it wasn't really like a priority for us. And so we didn't with our kids either. But honestly, if I did organic food and they ate the way they eat now, I would disown them because it's expensive to do that. What about you? Do you guys do organic stuff?
Okay, so I was trying to get my body ready to get pregnant because we lost several and I was just trying to do whatever I could so my body would be ready, right? And it would be a good environment. And so I would switch to like organic foods for a while. I even went vegan for a while.
Oh,
but
wow.
in this economy, it's too expensive. No, it is. It's very, very expensive. So I still buy a lot of organic when I can. But I'm way more lenient this go around with Ren. And I just, if he's eating something other than breast milk, I'm good to go. Not for everything, you know, but if he's not chowing down on ice cream or on my tit, like I just fucking feed him whatever.
I still try to do more.
Yeah. It's not as big of a deal. Whereas with Aurora, all of her like first foods, it was like only organic berries and only organic this and only organic that. And now I don't worry as much simply because economically it's very difficult to keep up with. And he still ends up eating just any hair. Like hairballs off the floor. Aurora squished some veggie straws under her feet one day because she's a dick and I told her to pick it up. So instead she stomped them into the fucking carpet and I caught Ren. She's been gone for a couple of days now, like I said, on vacation with her tios. I caught Ren eating said like yesterday. Been there for like a solid week, right? It's fine. I vacuumed it now. I just didn't see it. Veggie straws kind of sort of look like the carpet if they're squished up enough.
True.
So, I try to be more chill. And also, I did not let Aurora have sugar until she was one. Like, it was a huge thing. And with Ren, I've already allowed him sugar because I have certain snacks like applesauce. Applesauce does, in fact, have added sugars in it.
And I think you can get it without the added sugar, but often that's way more
expensive. It's gross.
And it doesn't taste as good.
Yes, and I also have to purchase it for my five-year-old, and my five-year-old is not going to eat unsweetened. And this is the better version, and it still has a little bit of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I could make it myself, but like...
Who has time for that? I watch people on the internet that are like, oh, I make all of my own blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, when the fuck do you have time? How do you find time to do that?
What does your house look like?
Right. Something has to be dropped. Over
because
right.
It's got to be really messy in there for you to be able to have. I mean, I do rest because I'm a human and I deserve rest.
Yes.
So I do rest during the day. I still don't see how you could. I wash dishes like 3 times a day. I couldn't imagine if I was also the people that meal prep on like the weekends and stuff. Cause I used to be one of those people. I cannot do that. It's too much. I'm meal prepping all day. All I do is meal prep for multiple people.
Right.
It's like all day. So it's just, it's a lot. Also my schedule's not the same. So I don't have to. And so
I did some meal prep yesterday for the first time in a really long time. And it wasn't even very much stuff. It was just a few things for the kids to have for breakfast. I was like, what a fucking racket. This is ridiculous. And it wasn't even like stuff I made from scratch. I bought Kodiak has these protein, you know, those protein balls you could make with like peanut butter and oats or whatever. Well, Kodiak has some that like all you do is you add like the peanut butter and whatever. And then like it's good to go. All I did was open a package and literally measure like 2 things. And I was like, fuck, this is
too much. Know why that's I've never made the protein balls because I always feel like it's just
so much work and it makes like, I mean, a good amount of them, but like my kids really like them. So they're like gone in 5 minutes. And so I'm like, what? Eat a packaged snack. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I just don't have time. And right now with my kids where they are in their ages, we really focus on like what food does for your body. And so we try to kind of phrase it in that way where it's like, okay, we really need to get some more protein because we need more energy or whatever. But when they were babies, especially Hayden, who has just never, she's inhuman. She doesn't need food to survive. She just doesn't like it. Like she never ate very much. So at that point, we kind of got into the stage of like, let's just feed her whatever she'll eat, like because she just isn't eating anything. And I'm not saying like Cheetos for every meal or anything. Like we still try to keep it a little balanced, but you know, I don't know. I think it's hard. And if you are a parent who does organic everything, props to you, because it's hard. It's a lot of work.
Right,
and
now
it's
very expensive right now. Not that it wasn't expensive before, but right now it's just like incredibly expensive.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, I can barely keep us fed at this point. Not really.
I know, but it feels like that, doesn't it? Like,
so
God.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay, child care or no? Mine is a no because child care is incredibly expensive and I can either afford to stay at home with my kids full time or I can afford to put them in or I can work so that I can pay for daycare. Like I would be going to work to pay for childcare. Even once Aurora starts kinder in the fall, I would not be making enough without Roberto's help in the house to justify me. I'd be making like 50, like I'd be bringing home like 10 a year after. Mm-hmm. And for us, that's just not enough of a life changer for me not to stay at home. Also, I would really resent my husband because my husband works away from the house. And by away from the house, I don't mean he like drives downtown every day and it's like a far drive. I mean, sometimes he's gone for like 20 days or sometimes he's gone for like 3 months where he's only coming home on like Saturdays and Sundays. And so I would just be I don't think we would be married with children.
Yeah.
It just would not
be hard.
Yeah, it wouldn't work for my relationship. However, maybe once both the kids were in school, if I found a job that I really, really liked, and so then the healthcare, or not the healthcare, but the child care was more affordable because it was only like a couple hours after school, maybe that would be different. And maybe I would say yes to child care. So it's not that I'm opposed to it because I am doing the public school system with my children's. It's just we're not there. I would maybe do Mother's Day out. I would consider that. And then also I kind of want that time home with my kids too, because I can. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. I think it's so hard because I feel like there's such a stigma around childcare and being a mom and having a job or working or not working or, you know, being a stay-at-home parent or whatever. I have always had the attitude of, I like to work. I like to work. I like to have a job. I like to be challenged in that way. Like that's something that I find satisfying for like my personal growth and development. And for a very long time, I worked from home with a sitter who would come to my house. So I felt like it kind of gave us the best of both worlds. Like
see,
I could go down and.
Yes. I think that if you can find a situation like that, I feel like that is where I'm more like, yes, that's perfect. I just have seen like so many examples of where you only see your kids for like 2 or 3 hours at night and then like an hour in the morning. So really during the whole day, you are seeing your family for 3 hours. And most of the time, and if this isn't the way that your house works, not Amy particularly, but you out there in the world, like, but most of the time, those like 3 or 4 hours that you're spending together aren't like the best 3 or 4 hours either, because you're like scrambling to get everybody ready to get everybody either out the door or in the door, to get everybody fed, to get everybody bathed or ready for the day in some type of form. And so, you know, I just watch so many colleagues, not necessarily friends, but so many different like colleagues and acquaintances, and they're like after school routine, if you will, like the kids would get home at like 5 and then just the yelling would start basically until almost 8 p.m. And I saw that when I was pregnant with Aurora, and that was just the complete deciding factor for me, that I was like, look, I mean, I will have those bad, I will have 4 bad hours a day with my kids too. But I also will have 4 other hours with my kids, and hopefully those won't be bad as well.
I totally get that. And I think that's super valid. And I love that you have found that balance, because I do think that's really hard. Now, during the pandemic, when we were all kind of like home together all the time, and I'm sure there was extra added stress in there with everything that was happening. But I truly confirmed that teaching my children, you know, homeschooling them, being with them all the time, being their source of entertainment, like it's not for me. Now my kids have gotten better about being bored and learning how to have their own independence and do those kinds of things. But I will say, when I did start sending my kids to outside childcare, it was definitely good for them to be around other kids and other adults that weren't me. So I think if we were to have another kiddo, which we 100% are definitely not, I would put them in the right childcare setting. Now I say that
daycare, I get that.
I'm sure there are some daycares that are fantastic and that are amazing, and they pay their workers the proper amount, and the people are great and wonderful, but there are definitely some that aren't. Right.
Yeah.
And I am the helicopter of all helicopter parents, and I have a hard time leaving my kids with anybody. So it's tough to see that, but
socialization is the hard, opposite of it. Yeah. I guess I have opted, if I'm thinking about it, I've opted to put Aurora in sports instead of in childcare, because our Mother's Day Out program, the ones that I've been looking into, are about $200, $250 a month for just 2 days for a couple of hours. But
Was
still,
okay.
Yeah. So that's for like Monday or Tuesday, Thursday from like 9 to 1, right? So that's just for 10 hours a week. It's $250. Whatever, right? I do spend, I think right now, $200 on her extracurricular activities.
To do other extra things.
Mm-hmm. So like, well, not right now. But yeah, I had her enrolled in gymnastics, and that was like $100. And then now, full disclosure, my parents were paying for dance and do pay for her dance. And that's $120. But I could take her out of dance and ask for them to use that money to help with child care, and then pay the anyways. I could afford it, but for me, it is more important for her to do fun activities than it is for her to do. And that's also why I do weird things like meet strangers on the internet at the park with my kid. Just kidding, don't do that. That's dangerous. But I do meet up with I have in the past. I need to do it again for Ren, but I'll post like, oh, I'm going to such and such park. In my neighborhood Facebook group, only the people that live in my neighborhood. If anybody wants to join, you know, and then I also take my keys in case I need to gouge somebody's eyes out.
Love
and
it.
My cell phone. Prepared. Yeah, got to be ready.
Yeah, Zia's done a really amazing job of building a community in her own community. So we actually did an episode on this not too long ago. I'll link it in the show notes, but it's a really great one. A lot of really good and valid points on how to build a community. But you mentioned Mother's Day Out classes. So this is our next kind of this or that. I have never done Mother's Day Out, and I can't even believe you would even suggest that. I don't want to talk to anyone. Yeah, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody where I'm not creating the guest list.
Oh yeah,
it's
for sure.
Hard for me. I don't, the parenting shame game, I don't play that well. Like you do you, I'm going to do me. And I would never walk up to another parent and be like, you only give your kids plastic toys. Like, you should do that. And I've seen so many parents, like in specifically the area I live in, that get so high and mighty about things that my anxiety says, a new thank you. So that is not for me. But you said maybe you would try them with Ren. Is that thought about?
No,
would not.
I have not, and I will not pay for Mom and Me classes. I will do Mother's Day Out, and Mother's Day Out is different. Mother's Day Out, moms have a day out.
Gotcha.
So they get to leave. But I will not. And like, no, I refuse to pay for Mommy and Me classes. I'm Mommy and Me all fucking day. Like, what is my life if it's not a Mommy and Me?
Right.
Like, what am I doing here if this is in fact not mommy and me. That just doesn't even make sense. Why would I pay somebody to teach my, okay, so I take Aurora to gymnastics and they have a mom and me class at the same time as hers because she's in like the preschooler class. Oh, yeah. I have the privilege of being able to take her during the week. So it's a preschooler class.
Sure.
And the mom in me class right there. The moms have to like full hands on. The teacher's like, okay, this is the circuit. And then the teacher just sits back and she will assist, but it's the moms that are doing it. And the instructor's just like, just instructing, but also, yeah, no. So the instructor, it's not like the instructor's doing things with my kid either, but he's like, he or she or they are like spotting, if you will.
Sure.
No. That would have to be the mom. And I'm not going to pay money to have to pay undivided attention to my child for an hour.
Well, seriously, if I want to teach my kid a gymnastics class, I'm going to find a YouTube video and
Thank
I'm going to teach
him
a gymnastics class. I'm not going to pay $150 to do that. That is not for me. I find it to be incredibly valuable for children to have an
other
outside
adults.
Experience with another adult where they can tell me about all the cool things that they did. Or I can say, I saw you do that and it was so great. And I'm not in that scenario.
Yes. And it's somebody it. Else because they're going to deal with all different types of people in the world. So yep. Only having them with you is not setting them up for success. If you're always the disciplinarian, if you're just like, yeah, if you always organize all the things and you're the coach and you're the this
yeah.
and you're the that, then yeah, you're setting yourself and your child up to only be able to deal with somebody exactly like you. And
right. That's
just not realistic.
Nope.
It's just not.
I agree. It's not for me either.
Okay, Amy, I think that's it for our episode today. Like, honestly, we have a lot more this and that. So we'll just have to come back and do another this or that episode, but I just don't think that we should continue because this would be like a 4.5-hour episode. And while I love that for us, I feel like that's just a lot to listen to all at once, you know? Like,
I don't love it for the listeners for sure. And if you have, this is maybe by far the favorite kind of topic-esque episodes we do. So if you're listening to this and you have some good this or that's you want to share, or you want to share some of your this or that's, please hit us up and let us know, because we would love to hear what you do or don't do, or
and
what
I think,
you're nosy about what other people do or don't do.
Exactly. And I think we had like 4 planned that we discussed today, but I think we went over like 8 different this or that.
Yeah,
on
which
the
is great.
Episode. Which
Love
is
it.
Just fun. Just some impromptu chitty to chat chats for you today.
Yep. So thanks for hanging out with us. We love getting to know you all better as parents and humans and ourselves better as parents and humans. It's always fun to learn how the other side does things. Next week, we will be back with another true crime case. We've been doing a lot of roundups and like kind of snippety
yeah.
ones lately, and I'm here for it 100%. So next week we will be back. We can't wait to chat with you then. Hit us up on all the socials and all the things. We're on the TikTokulars now. We have all the places. Those will all be in the show notes. Stop by to look for all the important links, and we will catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.